Okay, Nancy Lindblom. Here, I've been calling you Linda for the past few weeks, and I do apologize for that. Nancy, you and Don, that's your husband's name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to pull up the story that you sent to me, and just so I have a reference point, because this has been quite a journey for you. And,
yes, sir.
But why don't you get us started by just sharing how you got introduced to Nikan, as we call it, our elevator, you know, speech in 30 to 60 seconds.
Okay. I've been in Nikan 15 years ago when a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine who happens to be on the call, Andrea, introduced me to Nikan. And she had me try some of the magnetic skin folds, and I found that I was playing golf and getting more energy, and I really liked them. So she encouraged me to try the magnetic mattress pad. And I didn't have any issues, really, but my husband had 12 years before that taken a fall and compressed his back in 12 places. And he had some discomfort, so I wanted him to try it, but he's pretty stubborn and didn't want to try anything. And he found relief within a couple of days, so we purchased the pad. And since then, we've had a Nikan Wellness Home, which has improved our health. We don't know what our life, especially his, would be like, and I'll get into the details of that a little later. But we are healthier, and it is responsible for us keeping healthy by breathing, drinking, and sleeping in a wellness home.
You know, I love the way you just said that, Nancy, that by breathing, eating, and sleeping in a wellness home. I think, I'm not an expert on this subject, but I think that's the way God intended us, because I don't want to go out and live in a cave. Don't want to be that much at one with nature. We were discussing this over dinner last night. Our oldest daughter just returned from Africa. Our middle daughter is headed to Peru, and they were talking about what Peru is like. And the McKenna was sharing with Emily that, yeah, it's cold. You sleep in a tent. You know, you're really out there in nature. She said most nights it was down to 20 degrees. And that just doesn't seem like fun to me. So being able to bring nature into our home is so much easier. I'm looking back at your notes, because you made the comment that Don had taken a fall. You had noted here 27 years ago on a construction site, he fell into a hole and landed on his back.
Right.
Talk about that.
Well, it was, we got married on Mother's Day 27 years ago, and Father's Day weekend, he was at a construction site and stepped back into a cellar hole, into gravel, 9 feet, landed on his back. We're lucky, we're fortunate, we're blessed, because he wasn't paralyzed. He was actually able to live his life after 4 days in the hospital. But within months, his vertebrae started compressing, and he didn't pinch a nerve, which again, he's just blessed. So, and he just lived that way. His life was fine. We were big boaters on the lake. He was active. It didn't stop him, but he had issues. And then when he got on the magnetic system, things were much better. But things changed. He's 83 now, and when he was 81, he found balance issues wrong. And this is where the Nikan products, all of them, kicked in, because he went to an orthopedic surgeon, and he basically said, you are going to have to live this way. We can offer you some pain pills. I shouldn't have used that word, but they offered him prescription drugs. And he had the debilitating discomfort and a lot of issues. His balance was off, and our life changed. He gave up boating. We moved to Florida permanently. We gave up the lake, our love. And he just thought he had to live this way. Well, last fall, I was diagnosed with osteopeno. And I'm 65 years old, and I've always been strong. And I decided to try the bone health, because I wanted to take it as a preventative, but I didn't want to spend the money. But now I have an issue, so I started taking it and didn't tell Don. So about January, I noticed a huge difference. I had a little meow. I wasn't crawling out of it. I was popping out of it. I found I could bend down and do things in the lower cabinets and have him pull me up because I was aching. So I finally confessed to him. I said, he said, what's going on with you? You seem like you're feeling better. I said, I'm on the Nikan's own house. He said, I want to take that. Well, my first impression was, you're really severely hurt. I don't know if this is really going to help. But he tried it. This is January. At that point, this year, he was only sleeping 3 hours a day, a night, and in a chair. It was just very uncomfortable for him. And he kept telling me, Nancy, I feel great. I don't have any outrageous discomfort anymore. I said, that can't be. I really did not know what he was telling me. And then I realized that he's telling me the truth. And he was sleeping. I found out one of the side effects to the osteodense is sleep. He's sleeping, he sleeps 7 to 8 hours a night. And this is restoring him, it's making him healthy, and it's truly a miracle. I just can't get over it. And I'm just so thrilled. And I think Dancer's going to send this on his site, but on the testimony that it went virtual on Facebook, and I've had a lot of comments about it, I posted 4 pictures. One is our wedding picture, and I say that for a reason. We're standing together, a picture's worth 1,000 words. I'm in, like, I can remember, like, 3 inches high shoes. And he was 6'1" inch. And then there's a picture of us together taken a few months ago down in Florida, and we're at the same height. I'm 5'4". He lost 6 inches in his lower spine. His spine is a sideways S on the lower spine, if you look at his MRI. How he has survived at 83 with his organs healthy, we don't know. And then there's a picture of, it was kind of funny, my nephew was visiting and he found my husband's Navy uniform from the 1950s. And he came downstairs in it. And Don was like, you know, get your hands off that. You're not going to touch my uniform. But it was kind of funny because Joel, my nephew, is the exact height and the exact weight that Don was. And then I took a picture of him. And then there's a picture of Don and my nephew, which is just profound. What the difference in his height, you can see them. So I think Dan is putting them on his height. And anybody can contact me. I have this printed testimony to help with anybody that may have issues similar to that. And that's our journey.
And, you know, Nancy, you said several things here, and I am not a medical doctor. I have enjoyed studying, not as a person in Western medicine would, however, just from an amateur, I have a friend that just described it as a neophyte, you know, somebody who just wants to learn more about how the human body works. But I loved what you just said, that the side effect of the osteodense, or, you know, one of the three of our bone health trio, is sleep. Imagine that, having a side effect of sleep.
Yeah.
What a great side effect, because typically pain medication, prescription drugs, whatever we want to refer to them as, whatever people as a pharmacist or a doctor or nurse or whoever prescribes them or advises us, gives us counsel to take them, most of the side effects are because of the chemicals that they're made out of. A side effect is not necessarily sleep. It's not necessarily anything other than the body starting to shut down. And I can't help but think where Don would be today had he gone that route. And you said he's how many years young?
He's 83 in a few months.
83 in a few months. And even though he's closer to my height now at 5'6" than he used to be, these kind of things happen as a result of life-altering, you know, accidents. Our bodies are not made to drop 9 feet and land on gravel. They're just not made to do that. And over time, things set in and the body starts to try to self-correct. But unfortunately, because of, you know, all the different factors, and we can go in and analyze that. But the neatest thing is, you guys have totally submersed yourself into As I always like to say, what God put out in the earth, you know, all these different technologies, different solutions, and we've just brought them into our home. I'm curious, because my mind can go several different directions, but to be more specific, because you've given us a great example in that you used, basically you say the wellness home for the last 15 years, thanks to Anne, who introduced you guys. Has there been one product that's kind of stood out that, you know, if everything else disappeared, that, like, if you were going on a long trip, like today, we're leaving on a kind of a mini family vacation, and I'm sitting here thinking, do I want to take the whole waterfall, or do I just want to fill up a bunch of, you know, jugs and take with? And I'm thinking, I think I'm just going to take the waterfall. That's my go-to, because without water, our family just, it's really bad. And I'm not going to pay for bottled water, and I just know too much about it, so there's no sense in doing that. For you, Nancy, for you and Don, is there a go-to that you would say, we could not live without this?
Well, Vance, that's a really difficult question. As we all know, all our Nikon consultants know, and we lived in the Caribbean for about 5 years, and we traveled with the Gunnel. We traveled with the Aquaphor. And for Don, if we were to travel, we would certainly be taking everything. And I know the nutritionals are key. About 10 years ago, he stopped taking them because I don't think they're working. Well, within a week, he was tired. So he knows he can't, and he can't be without the water because he gets dehydrated very easily now. And he'll get confused, and I can tell just by the way he's talking. And I say, you haven't had enough water, have you? And he chugs it. He just starts with a high med, and he's like, and you can see his eyes light up because the water is so fast acting. So to answer your question, Vance, I don't know. I take the whole thing.
It's become a way of life, hasn't it?
Absolutely. We wouldn't be without it. A lot of my family members use the water, and some of them use other things.
Yeah, and what, I think once we become aware of it, I know this is how it is with me, with just starting my day. I had somebody look at me as I was talking about the other day, and they said, you know, that makes a lot of sense. This was a teenager, one of our daughter's dear friends, and I don't know if she's 19 or 20, but she said, you know, that just makes a lot of sense. And I said, isn't it fun when you can be at your age and understand, because she was about 25 pounds overweight, and she said, I just couldn't figure out why I wasn't sleeping, I just felt lethargic, I was dragging, and all of a sudden it hit me, why am I never ate this way when I was active as a in high school, what did she call it, dance squad or whatever, but she said now, and she said, but what, she said, Kenna says to me all the time that you do this, and you were once really big, and I said, yeah, and we just got to share, and it was common sense solutions. And, you know, for me, I can't imagine starting my day without easily digestible protein like the Ken's and Vital Balance. And as you're saying, Nancy, there's nothing that you wouldn't want to live without because we've adapted to just more of a common sense solution. Or, you know, as Dr. Gary Lindner says, the self-care awakening. Take care of this body, this physical entity, because if we don't take care of it, where else are we going to live?
Right. And you know, the thing is, with my husband, he's under different eras than I am, and he's very stubborn, and this was not an instant, I'm going to take these and they're going to make me feel better. It's been a gradual, but he knows, he gets up, and he lines up his vitamins, and he takes his vitamins, and he takes the Primag water. This is 180-degree change. And Anne and Suzanne have known about this, you know, they know the whole story, and know the struggle I've had because he's very stubborn. But he knows he wouldn't be this good. I'm very proud of him because he does his exercise, he does his walking. His balance is still very precarious, but he's walking without a cane most of the time. And he was in a nursing home in rehab last September after the hurricane, so he's come a long way. And I don't know many 80 or 83-year-old people that would be this gung-ho to get better. And Nikon's been such a great support.
That is absolutely. Can I ask what? I mean, I'm going to ask, so I'm not going to ask permission. But what I'm curious, what led up to him being admitted to a nursing home, a facility?
Dehydration. He was the throat stress. We had the Hurricane Matthew coming into our home in St. Martin and our home here, which we were in Florida. We had relatives. There was a lot of stress. He wasn't eating. He was just very stressed. And I wasn't realizing with all the chaos in our home how he wasn't, and I kept forcing food to him. I said, you have to eat this egg, you have to eat this 5-ounce water. Well, my cousin that was staying with us was a paramedic. He said, we got to call 911. And basically, he couldn't walk. It was 3 weeks in hospital and rehab. And then he's been on 3 different rehabs, in home and out of home, and now he's doing it all himself. He doesn't walk a mile. He walks 7 houses and 10 houses and 4 houses. But he's keeping at it. And he's not going to be better. He's not going to be any better than he is right now. He has stenosis, scoliosis, he has disc and arthritis issues.
Wow. Well, and I loved your answer when you said that he was, dehydration. I met a gentleman last Sunday. Well, we've known him, but it's been about a year since we saw him and his wife. And the last time we had chatted, they were getting ready to do a family vacation to Southern California. And the long and short of the story is simply this. The gentleman, who's my age, maybe actually even a little younger, I'd say mid-40s, late-40s, he almost died on the family vacation. The family continued on, but they got him checked into a hospital in Southern California, and he said, oh, but it was great. I have really good insurance.
Yeah.
I said, but you almost died. And he goes, well, yeah, but the insurance paid for everything. And I went, and this is all because you were dehydrated? He said, yeah, I forgot to drink water. And I almost, Nancy, as God is my witness, I almost reached out. I had to kind of squeeze my fist together because I said, I want to squeeze your neck and kill you for stupidity. And he, of course, laughed, and so did his wife. I said, I would love to take you on as a test patient or a guinea pig just to give you some common sense solutions. But it happens, but yeah, as you said, with the hurricane coming in, we get stressed because things, I understand, our family went through this 10 months ago with a wildfire, but if we forget to do those common sense things, it's huge. Well, Nancy, I'm thrilled because, again, as you keep stating, it's not common for somebody in their 80s to bounce back like this, and isn't it fun that we have these? I want to do something here. We've got time. You've shared a lot in a short amount of time, and I've, of course, interrupted you. I'll bet there's a couple questions out there from people that are on the line right now that they would want to ask pertaining to the subject. please don't ask about something like fibromyalgia, because I don't think Nancy is an expert on that subject, but all these different things that she has shared. Hit *6 on your phone line. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
Vance, this is Ann, and I don't have a question.
You want to add to the validity of this story, don't you, Ann?
Well, what I want to mention is, first of all, thank you both for speaking, but this is to our group. When I first approached Nancy about Meekin, I had no idea what was going on with Don or what obviously was going to happen in the future. But to those of you who are hesitant about approaching anyone, this is the testimony. What it can lead to, we never know. And I have tears in my eyes because I never knew that Nancy and Don were dealing with all of this. She casually mentioned it, but the effect that we have is boundless, and we just have to keep sharing. So thank you both.
Well, and you bring up a really valid point that we just don't know. And I don't want to negate the drama or the magnitude of it, but I had this experience on the 4th of July. We had dear friends of ours visiting from Texas, and in the afternoon I said, hey, you guys, we got a bunch of cherries on our trees. And they live in Austin, and they don't have cherry trees, and they don't have access to them. So we went down to the bottom of the property, and our neighbors were picking some of their blueberries and raspberries and whatever. And anyway, everybody kind of disappeared except for the husband and wife, her neighbors. And she started talking about the issues, and I don't remember the specific names of the diseases, in her shoulders, in her neck. So I reached up, as we've been taught in the ICANN attitude, to be a product of the product, to thine own self, grabbed my power band necklace, just, you know, ripped it off right off my neck, and I handed it to her. And she said, she looked at me and she said, well, what do I do with that? And I sarcastically looked at her and her husband. I said, well, you could put it on, or you could take it home and set it on your dresser or on your kitchen counter and stare at it. And I just, you know, they're young, and I think I can be a little bit sarcastic. And so she put it on, but prior to that, she told me that since the birth of their oldest, who's six, she couldn't raise her arms up, I mean, lower than her shoulders. Well, the long and short of it, within about 30 seconds, her eyes filled with tears, and she lifted her arms up well over her head. She looked at her husband and said, Josh, can you come here? And he looked at her and saw what she was doing, and the look on his face was priceless. She said, it can't happen that quick, can it? And I went, oh, I don't know. Looks like it did. 32 years young. And has been living in agony for the last 6 years, not being able to. She sent me a text the next morning. I included that in my email yesterday morning. First time in years that she slept through the night and woke up without all those issues racked. And so, I mean, it's like, holy smokes, I didn't know. She looks like the epitome of health, a young mom, and got more energy than, you know, 10 of us combined. But, Ann, you're right. You don't know until you allow people to talk.
Vance, this is Laurie in South Carolina. I'm in the group with Ann. My sister Suzanne is the one that shared NUCAN with me. And I just want to say, not only do you not know what effect you can have, but don't give up. Because my sister shared with me for almost 20 years. And she just trickled NUCAN a little bit, and never gave up. She prayed for me, I know that. She had persistence, and she had patience. And there's a payoff. Because when she sees me now and talks with me now, I'm a totally different person. Physically, you know, you can't lose 104 pounds and not be different outside, but totally inside as well. And I have my life back. And it wouldn't have been if Suzanne had not had patience. So don't give up on anybody. And those who know me know that the Lord delivered me from food addiction, but boy, did He use NUCAN products and the business to open my eyes to what life is really about, helping other people.
It really is, and I know Nancy wouldn't be able to share her and Don's journey today had it not been for the whole family. That all started with, Suzanne making the decision to say yes almost, 20 years ago, and it just continues on. So, any other questions? I don't want to leave anybody hanging here. Well, Nancy, you must have... No, go ahead.
Nancy, this is Nancy, and I totally agree with Laurie because she says she's a different person. I feel that I still have a life with my husband. It almost ended. And twice. So, and I'm going back to your question because I just thought of something of what we would take with us. You know what Don leaves the house with every time he leaves here? Not only his insoles, but the backslash. This is so critical to him. if you can't walk without it, you can't. Because that, he puts that where his compressed bones are. And I'm not a medical person, but it just, like Dave Johnson says, it just works. So
yeah.
That's a very small item in our little Meekin medical. Just as a side note, my sister-in-law took a bath call the other day, and I'm so proud. You know, she broke her arm for the fifth time. She smashed her face. I'm so proud that she's healthy, and I talked to her last night. But Nancy sent a Meekin first aid kit to her. We can all do that. You know, she can't just get online and buy these products. She had those products in 2 days, and she texted me yesterday. She said, I sent her the Mag Duo. She said, I love my balls. It makes my arm feel so good. So it just goes on and on. We just keep helping people, and I just love Megan.
Well, it is fun. And, you know, we do it because we do get compensated. And it is fun to get compensated, and it's going to be even more funner, okay, as our 8-year-old keeps reminding me. It's not proper English, but I enjoy the way she says it. And by the way, don't worry, I do correct her, okay? But in just a few weeks away, the compensation plan, the way we get compensated, reimbursed for doing what we should be doing anyways, is about to get way more fun. And but don't stop and wait till then, by any means, because you could miss a lot of people, especially during these warmer months, because we're out and about, and people seem to be more receptive when the sun is shining. I know why, because it's all that sun energy, that wonderful technology, that comes. Not too much of it, but just enough. People just are more open. So, Nancy, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you have typed up Dawn's stories. I kind of gave, I modified it a little bit and just in the two paragraphs, which is pretty, you know, kind of a synopsis of it, or a shortened version. But you mentioned that you do have it all typed up. We will do our best to make sure that's on SaturdayAMLive.com on the website so people can refer to it. And, you know, you've done a fantastic job of just sharing. This is what the problem was, this is what we did, and here are the results.
Right. If anyone wants a three-way, I'll be glad to do it. I did ask my husband to come on the call, but he chose not to. He doesn't mind talking about it, but he says, no, you do your thing, so...
No, I understand that. That's okay. Some of us like to talk more than others. But Nancy, I'll tell you what. Do you want to give your phone number right now? Are you okay with that? And if you,
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
It's 603-455-4603. That's my cell.
And that's the best way to get a hold of you. And again, that number is area code 603-455-4603. And as I've said before, Nancy is more than available to do a three-way with you to talk to somebody specifically that may have any of the, oh my goodness, the multiple things that are listed, a crushed vertebrae, falling from a major accident, or her own journey, being diagnosed with bone issues, lack of sleep, the stress. I mean, you've covered so many things that you guys have experienced. Use the written version and share it. That cannot tell you how many times since Ann and Lori have shared a few weeks ago how many people I've encountered. We are knocking at the door. 70% of our population is carrying extra weight. And when you have somebody like Lori who was carrying 104 pounds, our bodies were not designed to do that. And it's become commonplace in our culture to do that. And so when you have a simple, wonderful solution like the KVB, which is not even designed for weight maintenance, it was designed to get the brain to function, which the byproduct of that is weight maintenance. Just like you said, Nancy, the byproduct of the osteodense is sleep. You know, the great side effect is sleep. So, but use that. use SaturdayAMLive.com, this story, because I think it really will help people understand. And don't, here's something I've learned also, too, is don't be afraid to say to somebody, hey, can I send you a link? Can I send you it? And even if you think, oh, my goodness, I don't know if they take the time to listen to a 30-minute conversation, don't prejudge them, because you never know. Three times. The Roger Drummer presentation on YouTube is 1 hour and 6 minutes long. There's no video. There's nothing to see other than pictures of him. He's just talking. It's 1 hour and 6 minutes long. Gentleman I met a week ago, he listened to it three times. Holy smokes. I never listened to it three times when I first heard it. No, but he did, because he's very open. And he can't wait to get together when our schedules will allow it to learn more about what Meekin has to offer. So, Nancy, on that note, thank you very much again. Give our love to Don. Thank him on our behalf for being not so stubborn, but being at least open, because you wouldn't be able to share his story if he would had not been open. So please thank him
and,
for it.
And he does share it. So thank you, Dan, for having me.
All righty. Well, thank you again, everybody. If you want to stay on the line, you can. If not, this will be it for Nancy's story and Don as well.